This podcast contains adult language and adult subject matter and is rated M for mature. Listener discretion is advised.
So, Tabin,
hi.
Did you hear about the two slices of bread that got married?
I did not. Could you please tell me about the two slices of bread that got married?
The wedding was amazing, but things took a dark turn at the reception when somebody decided to toast the bride and groom.
Oh, my cow, indeed. Oh, and you know, that reminds me actually about, what was it? I think you know about this, that some man goes to a zoo, and in one of the cages, there's just a loaf of bread just sitting there. I mean, that's all. There's no monkeys or anything. There's just, and so he goes up to the zookeeper.
That's
and the
odd.
Zookeeper says, I know, he's like, this is really odd. Why is there just like a loaf of bread just sitting in that cage? And the zookeeper says, what does he say? He says, I don't even remember. He says something like it's inbred housing or something. I don't even remember. It's really horrible. But that reminded me of that. And actually, now that I say that, before we actually officially start this show, now I have to know what the real punchline is. So give me just a second.
Okay.
To all our listeners, this is not the actual show. If you haven't heard this before, we're just doing this thing where I guess I'm taking advantage of that Barely's not here.
Yeah, this is
but
our
don't
pre-roll.
Tell him I said that. Don't. And I know he never listens to these things, so he's not.
Well, he might listen to this, and it depends on whether or not I'm editing this one or he is.
Oh, well, you might or might not need to edit that part out. So
okay.
What am I looking for? So hold on. Listeners, just hold on. We'll get to the horrible.
Hold on to your
show.
Headphones, listeners.
It goes. Okay, just a sec. I know I saw it. Oh my cow. Might have to edit this part out anyway. Oh, yeah. Oh, I went to the zoo yesterday and I saw a piece of toast in a cage. When I asked the zookeeper what it was and why, he said it was bred in captivity.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
All that for that pun.
Yes. All that. So now all you listeners, with that, let's start the show.
Yeah, I hear the music. Three to who? No, wait, that's the wrong podcast. Welcome to Barely Furcasting featuring Tabin. With me today is the pup whose name is in the title, Tabin. How the heck are you, Tabin?
I'm really good. It's really good to see you and talk to you again, Rain. It's been a whole few weeks since I've seen
weeks,
and talked to you, so it's exciting. So now I wag, and so I'm really excited to talk to you on the show today.
I hope
all our listeners are doing good as well. And how are you, Mr. Rain? How are things with you?
Well, I am doing great. I am busy with editing and having to re-edit the 3D Who podcast.
Oh, yeah,
I got halfway through and like the audio just completely started going nuts. And like I did it the same way I've done it every single time. But for some reason, things just started going crazy. And so I had to figure out a different way to do it, but the different way I figured out actually takes up more memory than my machine had.
Oh,
so I had to buy new memory for the machine, and you know, I needed more memory for this machine anyway. So it's not a big deal, but it was just I had to start all over from scratch. So I am like behind the eight ball. I have got to release it Saturday night.
Oh so, my cow!
Yes, so I probably won't be doing a DJ set this Friday night. But I will be back on the following Friday night. So everybody might have noticed that Barely is missing. So he is taking care of some family.
He's okay. He's okay. He's not. Yes. He's not like.
He's not
kidnapped.
Missing. We didn't lose him. He hasn't been like tranquilized by animal control and hauled off to a zoo anywhere. He is just taking some time off for some family things that need to be done, and he can't be with us tonight. So you first get the raccoon and the pup.
Yay. And so time for Jesse for a walk and how you should do about English.
How you should do about English. Definitely. We're going to definitely need that tonight.
Oh, my cow. And, you know, I found out an interesting thing, you know, like words come from, you know, what's called etymology, when word, mm-hmm. you study etymology, like words, yeah. and stuff. Yeah. So I found out the origin of the term t-shirt, where it actually came from.
Okay.
It's actually short for Tyrannosaurus shirt because of the short arms.
The little short arms. Yeah. Well, yeah. That makes exactly sense. That makes sense.
It's like when you work at Burger King, you make sense.
Right. Right. And you can't, even though they say you can have it your way, you really can't.
You really can't. I'm sorry.
No. There's go in and try asking for lobster on your hamburger, and
you're just not going to get it.
Funny. You're not going to get it. They don't serve lobster there, it turns out.
They don't. Oh, my cow. So, Rain, I have a game I would like to participate with you
in. I love games.
Yes. So this is a game. I'm sure someone's come up with this game before, but I came up with this. I didn't read it anywhere else. It's kind of an obvious game, but I'm calling it the pun game.
Oh, no. Pun game.
Yes.
This sounds like punishment.
It is very pretty. Well, we'll see how it goes, actually.
Yeah, we will.
Could not be. And since it's, I'm involved. But you don't have any for your competing against, so it's just you.
So I win. Yay!
Well, the thing is, there are points involved, and you don't get a prize unless you get a certain number of points. So let me tell you how this works. So I will set up a pun, and you have to figure out and say what the punchline to the pun is, like what the actual pun is.
Oh, okay.
And there's 10 of them, and I know you know like some of these already, so you will get some points. You get a point for each correct one. And if you get 80% of them right, so 8 of them right, you will get a hug from me next time you see me.
Won't I get one of those anyways?
Well, I was just going to say, because that never happens. But
never.
I'll make sure it happens. I think I always make sure it happens. But we'll just pretend it never happens, and that way it will seem like a win.
All you listeners, Tabin's hugs are classified as attack hugs in some municipalities.
They are. Did I think I told you once about at TFF, I don't know what year it was, 2020, I don't know, TFF 1 year, I went up and I didn't mean to tackle hug Kev Shep. Mm-hmm. Some of you first might know Kev Shep, an adorable white and green Shep, I think California. Anyway, and I came running and hugged him, and like we fell down and stuff. And now every time I see him at a con, he's like, "Are you gonna like tackle me to the floor again, Tabin?"
Tabin and his attack hugs.
I actually haven't seen him for a while, and I think he's probably at the same cons I am. But he
may be recovering
from me, exactly,
or recovering,
or he's still recovering.
Yeah, have you seen the fur in a full body cast or?
That's him. Okay, now I know. Now I know. So here we go. So number 1 of 10. So I'll set up the pun and see if you can get it. And I know you'll get some of them.
Knock it down. I'll try to knock it down like a kitty.
Like a kitty. Or like the chef that I knocked down.
Or like the poor chef that you knocked down, yes.
So what do you call a fake noodle?
An impasta.
Yes. And I'll mark down if you got it right. So, number 2, I broke my finger last week.
I don't know the one to this one.
On the other hand, I'm okay.
On the other hand, you're okay. Oh, yes. God. Dang it.
Okay. You still got a bunch more to go. So, people think grass don't get wet in the morning,
but it do.
Good job. Yes. Yay. I had a feeling you'd get that, even if you hadn't heard it before.
It took me a second.
Smart raccoon. Yeah. What do you call a sleepy relative?
Oh, gosh. What a sleepy relative. Come on, pun. I don't know. I don't know.
Napkin.
Oh, napkin. That's bad. That's a bad pun.
I'm kind of glad you didn't get it, actually.
Me too. I don't know if I want that.
You'll want this one. Viking warrior Rudolph the Red and his wife were on a stroll. Rudolph the Red looked up at the sky and said, "We should hurry up. There's a storm coming." His wife asked, "Well, how do you know?" And he replied,
"Rudolph the Red Nose Reindeer."
Yes. I knew you. Oh, my cow. What is the longest word in the English language?
No, it's not.
Maybe... Yeah, I'll give that to you. That wasn't the intended, but I will give that to you.
That's the pun I know for that.
Oh, okay, you already.
Because what is not the longest word in the English language?
It's not. It really is not. The longest word in the English language is smiles, because the first and last letters are a mile apart.
Very true.
Very true. Right? Very
separated by a mile.
It is. Why do cow milking stools only have three legs? You might get this.
I actually don't know.
Oh. Well, it turns out it's because the cow has the udder.
Oh.
Again, maybe it's best that you didn't get that.
That was pretty bad. The cow has the udder.
Oh, my cow. So I needed a password that was 8 characters long. So I picked...
Oh, Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs?
Ooh, good job, good job. Yay. Okay, 3, 4, 5. Well, there's 2 left, and well, we'll see how you do with the next 2.
Okay. So,
I was going to propose to my boyfriend, but my dog ate the ring.
Oh, I don't know this one. I don't know.
Well, now it's a diamond in the rough.
Oh. That's pretty bad.
That's horrible. That I actually, horrible. I mean, it, what does it it's say funny, about me that I actually picked these, though?
That's true.
I don't.
Does your husband the know last about, one. Does your husband know about the boyfriend and the dog in the ring?
He doesn't. I'll make sure to tell him, though.
Yeah, good thing he doesn't listen to the podcast.
Yes. Oh, yeah, right. So maybe I shouldn't tell him.
Yeah, probably not. Yeah.
He'd probably say, Taven, why did you eat the ring?
Yeah, why did you eat the ring?
So the last one comes in 2 parts, because the first part might help you get the second part.
Okay, we'll see.
And I'm pretty sure you know the first part. So the first part is, I was baffled by why the ball kept getting bigger and bigger.
Then it hit me.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Part 2, Chris Rock couldn't figure out why Will Smith was on stage walking his way.
Then it hit him.
Yeah, that's right. Yay. Good job. Good job. Well, since that was a 2-parter, you did that. We'll say you got 80%. So,
all right.
I'll give you a hug the next time I see you.
Yay.
Yay. Oh, and that was my game. That was my game.
Yes. So, do you have any formations for us?
I do.
That, because that is apparently now what we're calling this segment, formations.
Yes, because it's not necessarily kitty.
No, well, because we ran through all the kitty ones. Now we're on corgi ones. And I'm sure we're going to find some other ones when we're done with the corgi ones.
I'm sure we will. So all you furs that have been listening a while, you might have heard my cat formation segment that I started doing. And I got through the book. And so now we're on corgi state of mind. Positive daily mantras. Well, it says for kids, but for any fur, really.
Oh, come on. We're all kids at heart.
We are all kitties, but don't tell all the dogs that.
Or baby goats.
Or baby goats. Ah, it's true. It's true. Maresy dotes and dozy dotes and little lambsy divey. Achille divey too. Wouldn't you?
Mm-hmm. Of course.
So, corgi.
A needle pulling thread.
A needle. Corgi?
No, oh, a needle pulling thread.
A deer.
Yeah. A female deer.
Wait, right.
A drop of golden sun.
Me, a name I call myself. Along the way to run. So a needle pulling thread. Yeah, okay. Yes. Now I knew there was a connection there, but
now everybody has that song and stuck in their head for the rest of the episode. Yes.
You're all welcome. If any fur wants to get that song off your head, make sure to go to my YouTube and search for Crispy Chicken, and that will be sure to get that song off your head with a new one.
Mm-hmm. Or you could do the hustle.
Or just do the hustle. Mm-hmm. So, corgi formations. I'll do 3 of them.
Okay.
I protect my boundaries. Yes, they're mine to decide.
Ah, woo.
I am kind to others and love learning what they're all about.
That's a good one. I like that one.
That is a good one.
That's a very corgi thing to say.
It is, actually. That is a very
corgi. They are thing. Very kind little dogs.
They are. They want to know you.
Mm-hmm.
I breathe in only good thoughts and exhale out all my doubts.
Woo.
And those are my corgi formations for the week.
Oh, righty. That's that was a good selection of corgi formations.
Those were good ones. Those were good.
Yeah,
ones.
Yeah, I like that.
Now I'm talking all soft.
I know. It's like the asthma portion of this podcast.
I don't even know how I don't do this. How am I doing this?
I don't know. See if you.
I don't want to do this anymore.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Well, I mean, if you could learn to do this, you'd quit blowing out the drivers in my microphones.
That is true. That might be. That's a positive theme right there. Yeah. Good.
Good. All right. So we are up to the past today. And since I have no past, what have you got, Mr. Tabin?
I think if I remember correctly, the only past today I have is catabolism almost every tired from. Wow, I remembered it. I didn't even have to read it. I remember it now. what is the English every in my head? Oh no, how you should do
how you should English. Do right. About English? Yes. Okay, well, since neither of us really have anything else for past today, it's time to get to some stupid odd news.
Are you stupid or something?
Stupid is what stupid does, sir.
And I found this is not really stupid. It's a little odd, but it's also a very happy little story. So, Punxsutawney Phil, the spring-predicting groundhog, and his
wife.
What's
his name?
Punxsutawney Phil.
Punxsutawney, okay.
Yes, that's his name. Well,
don't wear it out.
It's the name of several groundhogs. It's not the same one.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
I see.
Yeah, he's like Shamu,
I got it.
There's several Shamus. Been several Shamus. And the naming gets handed down, kind of like the Dread Pirate Roberts from The Princess Bride.
Oh, yeah. When you take a shower, Rain, do you have to use Shamu?
No, I don't, because I have no hair on my head. Shamu would not fit in my shower anyways. So.
It just doesn't work out.
It doesn't work out. But anyways, Punxsutawney Phil and the spring-predicting groundhog and his wife, Phyllis, are the parents of two beautiful little babies.
Oh, how cute.
So now we know what Punxsutawney Phil and the groundhog who predicts weather in the early spring, each February the 2nd, does on the other 364 days of the year.
He takes care of his little kids.
Yeah. So the Pennsylvania group that handles Phil and his groundhog wife, Phyllis, says the couple have become parents. The Punxsutawney Groundhog Club said in a Facebook post on Wednesday that Phyllis recently gave birth to two healthy babies. It did not specify their sex or give names for either one.
There's a club?
Yes. Because they take care of Punxsutawney Phil and his wife.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
So they said, "We're pleased to announce that Punxsutawney Phil has had his first children. We believe there are two baby groundhogs that Phil and Phyllis have started a family." Thomas Dunkel said, and he's the president of the tuxedo-clad group called the Inner Circle. Dun, dun, dun!
Dun, dun, dun!
That carries on the groundhog tradition each year. He said, "We're pleased about it, and I talked to Phil with my cane." I don't know how he talks to Phil with his cane. But okay. Yeah, that's what it says. It says his cane lets him speak groundhoggese. And Phil could not be more excited that he had started a family. Dunkel said, a club member discovered the babies on Saturday when he came to feed the parents some fruits and vegetables. Says Phil emerges from his burrow each year on the morning of February 2nd. If he sees his shadow, tradition holds that there will be 6 more weeks of winter. This year he did not see his shadow, heralding an early spring.
Heralding the herald... groundhogs sing glory to the newborn
babies. Yes.
Hey,
babies.
It works.
Yeah, it does. And so that's my news of the odd or stupid for this episode.
Okay. Oh my God.
That brings us to media. So what have you been watching or consuming, Tabin?
Well.
A well, huh?
That's all that I've been consuming. It's an entire
lots of wishes, huh?
Well, yeah, lots of wishes. None of them come true. Mm. Oh, so not too much. We were trying to remember what we saw and everything. And a lot of the things we remembered, I had already talked about on the show. So our brains are scattered, apparently. But what we did remember that I don't think I've talked about is, well, as I always talk about, South Park for Lunchies.
Of course.
Today's episode was that I watched was the one where Satan like has his Sweet 16 party basically on Earth.
Okay.
And it's so funny and random. It's really good. It's like season 10 something. I don't remember which. Anyway, it's so funny. It's really good. You'd remember if you thought. But anyway, and we saw something, a Netflix show, season one of something called The Gentlemen.
I have not seen that.
It's actually pretty good. It's what is it about? I was trying to remember.
I haven't seen it.
Oh yeah, why am I asking you? Well, let me find really fast a little synopsis thingy.
Synopsises.
It's a drama. It's a 2024. There's only one season so far. I think there's supposed to be another one. Daniel Ings is in it. I don't know if you know who that is.
I have no idea who that is.
You'd recognize him if you... can't think of what else he's been in.
I probably would.
You'd recognize him if you've seen him.
That's how it usually works, though. You usually recognize people you've seen before.
You do.
Yes.
And he dresses up as a big chicken in one of the episodes. You'll have to find out why by watching it. So the plot goes when
aristocratic.
Say that word.
Aristocratic.
Eddie inherits the family estate. He discovers that it's home to an enormous weed empire, and its proprietors aren't going anywhere.
Oh,
and that's
my.
What it's about. Anyway, it's actually pretty good, and I mean, there's gentlemen involved and in English speaking and stuff like that. Anyway, it's pretty good. What else did we? Oh, we are currently watching a Netflix series called Everything Sucks. Have you heard of this?
I have not.
It's a high school comedy drama, and it's held in Boring, Oregon.
Oh, wow. Well, everything sucks there, yeah, because it's boring there.
It's exactly right. And so that's kind of one of the premises, of course. Like, there's nothing going on.
Another show held in Boring. That's interesting. Because they did a show a while back in Boring.
Oh, did they? Oh, that's right. They did.
I think it was like a football show or something like that. Yeah.
They did. I forget what that is, but I remember about that. Yeah. So, I mean, they're trying to make Boring less boring, apparently.
Apparently. Well, it couldn't get any more boring.
It might as well do something.
Yeah.
But it's a good little high school comedy drama thingy held in Boring High School in Boring, Oregon. And one episode, they go to the Aladdin Theater in Portland in one episode. Like, I've seen that place.
Been to the Aladdin, yes.
It was so exciting. Yeah, that's great. Anyway, it's an entertaining little show. I recommend checking it out.
I will have to take a look.
Yep. So that's all we can remember we've been watching. I've been playing the standard Bloons, Monkeys Go Pop, a little bit of Hearthstone, Beat Saber. That Daft Punk pack is
it's good,
fun.
Isn't it?
Oh. It's really good.
Yeah, I've played like two of the songs now. And
I've played three maybe of them.
Yeah, they're good songs. They really give you a good workout.
They do. I've beaten Expert on Technologic, and I think
Technologic's a good one.
It is. It's a lot of fun. It's so much fun.
Mm-hmm. And it's a good song. Also,
it's a good song. It's a lot of fun to like do the Beat Saber 2 and makes dance and stuff. See, Around the World, I think I beat Expert on that. I've at least beat hard on that. And the last one, the Varus Aris or something. It's a very, I never heard it before. It's a very tranquil song, and it's not too hard on Expert, and it's nice.
Daft Punk was pretty amazing. Their music, like, it was never stagnant. They always kind of switched it up with each new album. So some of the albums were more high energy, and some of them were a little bit more tranquil. Some of them had
so they had like a theme too.
Yeah, well, some of them had kind of like a like Random Access Memories had a more kind of 70s 80s disco vibe to it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Nice. So yeah, they had a pretty wide musical influence. So yeah. I really love Daft Punk.
Yeah,
it was good, so sad when they split up.
Oh, I didn't even know. Oh, they didn't. Yeah.
Yeah. They split up right around the pandemic. Halfway
recently.
Through the pandemic, just to break all of our hearts.
Well, good for them. Let's all be trapped inside for like a year and a half, 2 years.
They're robots. It didn't even matter to them. I mean, they're not going to get COVID. Oh, well.
Oh, well. At least we have Beat Saber. Their memories live on through Beat Saber.
Beat Saber, yes. And Tron Legacy.
Oh, yeah.
That's right. Yeah.
That's right. And then, you know, I have a few phone games I've been playing and stuff. But that's mm-hmm. basically what I've been in. Oh, and I just yesterday, just remember, I didn't write it in the notes because I forgot. Just yesterday, apparently I downloaded it a long time ago or a while ago, but I hadn't played it yet. So I played it. Do you know the PC game Seventh Guest?
I do. It's also available on Quest.
Yes. So that's what I had downloaded a while ago.
I got it too. Yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yes, I just started.
It's very good. It's very good. Not too scary.
I had to make sure to, when I started it and you start out in this like old rowboat and everything, mm-hmm. I had to like immediately stop and go Google, are there any jump scares in Seventh
there's
Quest?
There's a couple little like, you know, surprise pop-up things, but they don't like, they're not scary, scary. They're kind of a little
A lot of the things said, there's no jump scares. It's okay. Because other people were like, I don't like the horror games. I don't like jumps. So I felt better. Anyway.
The Magician's Room is the only place where I can even remember like anything remotely like a little bit of a jump scare.
Oh, that's good to know because I am currently in Magician's Room, just started it. So
okay. The Magician's Room is by far my favorite room of the thing, though, because the magic hats are so much fun.
I can't get the magic hat to work.
So, yeah, there's
like I put my hand, my posse in.
And your posse comes out the other hat.
There's the other hat.
Yes.
Oh, I haven't seen the other. There's two.
There's another hat. It's in one of the cupboards and you have to use the one hat to reach in and unlock the cupboard.
I knew that was probably, I needed to do something like that, but I couldn't. Okay, yes. Got it.
So it's kind of like Portal with the, you know, with
I
the hat.
See.
Okay. So yeah.
Well, I'm glad that I brought that up.
It's a fun game. I love the game.
And it's just still so amazing how this, I don't even know how they do this. You walk around, you pick up just anything you want and you mm-hmm. look under a table and everything. So like, there's not like gaps anywhere.
Have you pointed your lantern at the pictures yet?
Yes.
So yeah, every picture in the house, you can point your lantern at it and it changes.
Yes,
to look, I've noticed. To look like from the old, because so you're in the house when it's old and kind of decrepit. And if you point your lantern at the pictures, they go back to like
back to the, new. Those days.
Yeah. Yeah. So really fun game.
It's pretty amazing. Yeah.
Cool. Lots of little hidden Easter eggs in it. It's a lot of fun to play.
Oh, I haven't seen any. And we're coming up to Easter, so it works out.
Not those kind of Easter eggs, but Easter eggs.
The game.
Like little hidden cool things that you'll find in the game.
Like Mario.
Yeah,
and,
sure.
And Pac-Man.
And Pac-Man, yeah, sure, Pac-Man's there too.
And Tron Robot Guy. I don't
know. Yeah, no, I don't think they're there, yeah.
Don't think so. So I'm looking forward to playing that some more. And that's what I've been media-ing the last few weeks.
That sounds amazing. So for me, I have been editing like a mad raccoon. I did take a little bit of time off to go on last Saturday to go see Ghostbusters Frozen Empire.
Oh, how was that?
At the theater. Oh, it's the first time I've been to the theater since COVID. It was really good. The only thing that could drag me to the theater at, you know, post COVID is Ghostbusters movie.
Of course.
So I thought it was really good. I recommend that all you first see it. I am not going to give away anything because I don't want to spoil it for any first that haven't seen it yet. But Kumail Nanjiani is in it, and he really
Who's
steals.
That?
He's that Indian act, the Indian comedian and actor. You would know him if you've seen him. He's been in a ton of stuff.
Okay. Yeah.
But he basically steals the movie. He has some of the best lines. And of course, Walter Peck, a.k.a. Dickless, in his new position as mayor, is just as big of a jerk as he was in the original Ghostbusters movie.
Oh,
so,
cool. Very nice.
You know, everybody can watch that and remember how much they hated Walter Peck. He gets called Dickless a lot in the movie, too.
So I was just watching, I think it was a YouTube something about how Walter Peck in Ghostbusters, maybe this is why I was talking about him because of the new movie. I didn't even put two and five together, but... I mean, he's talking about how it was a YouTube. Well, I don't even know what I was. Anyway, I was watching him, and someone was talking about how in the original Ghostbusters, mm-hmm. everyone thinks, you know, the ghosts are the bad guys, and like Walter Peck is the worst bad guy.
Oh, but yeah, he's Walter, definitely.
But in Walter Peck's mind, he was surmising, he's the good guy. Right. So maybe we're all our own good guy in our own story, and there's others out there where maybe. We're the bad guy to their story.
Maybe.
I'm a bad pup somewhere.
You might be. There's a version of Taban that's evil. Oh, wait, we've seen him.
Oh, we actually know who that is. Oh, my cow. Yeah. So any further, you know who the quote-unquote evil Taban is, let us know that you know mm-hmm. about that. And that would be great. That would be great.
That's about all I've got. I just bought a new game on PCVR on Steam because it's not available on Quest. It's a port over from a PS5 game. A PS5 VR game, and it's called Happy Fun Land. It's basically it's kind of a like a horror-ish game, but not really horror-ish. And they basically build a theme park in the Florida swamp that has been like abandoned, and it is such a blatant ripoff of like Disney World.
Okay.
Like the whole park is like hilarious. It's populated by these rogue animatronic characters that are chasing after you. It's a little like Five Nights at Freddy, but not as scary. I watched Wolf and VR play it, and it looks like a lot of fun. The game mechanics are terrible, but the scenery is worth playing with the horrible game mechanics. They are actually doing updates, though, so I just bought it, and I noticed that the day before I bought it, they did a new update for hand tracking stuff. So it should be getting better, I think.
Well, maybe I'll check out at least Wolf and VR do it.
Yeah. It's fun to watch. It's like one of the funnest playthroughs that I've seen him do. So
cool. Nice. Very nice.
Yeah. And he is like completely amazed by the storyline and everything the whole way through. So
amazed.
Yes. Amazed and delighted. And so that's all my media. So that brings us to furry news.
Furry news. I still don't know. It's not the same.
It's not the same. No, it's not the same. But, you know.
So I guess I just have to say, for any fur that knows what we're talking about, with the furry news and not the same as compared to, what I have been doing most this whole entire show, let us know what you prefer. Do you want me to keep doing that or just let us know with what you think about that stupidity that I always did?
All right. Well, so I'm going to let you have the first story since you put this one in.
I did. So it's just more of a informational thing. The last day to vote for Ursa Major Awards was March 24th, so the voting closed not too long ago.
Yep.
And I think last time we talked on the show about Ursa Major Awards and some drama there and stuff, but in general, Ursa Major Awards is great, and we've talked about that in other shows too. So for any further that doesn't know, the Ursa Major Awards celebrate and recognize great works that resonate with the furry fandom, whether they are made within, by a member, or are simply favorite creations from the mainstream. Anything goes as long as people like it, and there's a lot of opportunity to lift things up that people already haven't seen. Vote to spread your personal fandom and help others feature theirs. Of course, next year to vote, right, because it's done now, but...
No, I mean, you can vote now, but it won't count.
It won't count. I mean, you can say, I vote for this, and no one's even going to hear you. But nominees are in 14 categories, and the Ursa Major site has more details about each one. The newer music category is removed. That's what we talked about last time. But Best Fursuit has reactivated after not enough notice previously. That's a really odd sentence, actually.
The sentence structure, like Google is not liking that sentence structure because it's got it all underlined with blue, letting us know that's not grammatically correct. So
there's not. So what they're trying to say, all you furs, is that Best Fursuit category had existed like in the long, well, not the long ago, but a while ago. And then it got removed for a few years because it wasn't as popular for whatever reason, but it's come back now. That's what all that's supposed to say. So the winners of this year's URSA Major Awards will be announced in a special presentation at Golden State FurCon, which is April 5th through 7th. And is that the weekend of the release of this pupisode?
We release on actually April 13th.
Oh, really? Oh, yes. So a week ago,
yes,
the winners were announced at Golden State FurCon, and they will post those winners on the URSA Major website, as I said, is ursamajorawards.org. And URSA Major Awards, and of course, they list all the awards since the beginning, so the past, what, 15 mm-hmm. years or something. And this is a really great place if you're looking for some good recent-ish furry books, furry stories, furry music, or furry even games.
Some not-so-recent stuff, if you're looking
for some recent stuff that you missed
the first time around.
First time, games, things like that. This is a good place to look for because these are like mm-hmm. some of the top of the top.
Award-winning and really award-nominated like. Things.
And so, nominated, yeah. Just
so,
just
yeah, you can go back through their back catalog of nominations and stuff and check all that stuff out. So
check all that and support the fandom with support fun.
Yes, that's what we like to support the fandom.
And that's my little story thing.
Yay. Okay. So we're moving on. And apparently a bar is to welcome first furry friends and become a cat cafe. So Munchies Craft Cat Cafe will be welcoming its new furry friends in the next few months as it looks to become the first establishment of its kind in the city. The business has traded as a cafe and bar for 4 years, and now its feline mad owner wants to bring the concept to the lanes. Ash Kazmaz, wow, that's a hard name to say. Yeah, it took my brain shorted out on that. Who owns and manages Munchies says, I love cats. I seriously love them. And my business partner is too. I think they mean her business partner does too.
Does is
true. She might be a cat. I don't know.
As maybe. English business says cat. Does was. Yeah.
Yes, business cat maybe. So we're talking about cats and going to events every day. And he suggested, it's a he, apparently. He suggested that we should do it. So I want about 8 or 10 cats. The numbers might vary because our next step is to help people adopt the cats as well. The feedback has been amazing. People can't wait. Ash said that the cafe was in the process of converting into a cat cafe and would be welcoming its first felines in the coming months. Cafe has already received.
Where is this?
It is... Hold on. I am.
It's oh, you're going to get there. Let me let you keep going because I see you're going to get there.
Ash said cafe was in process converting to a cat cafe. We'll be welcoming felines in the coming months. Cat cafe has already received a wave of support with more than 400 people expressing their interest in the business's website and social media. In the meantime, customers are welcome to bring their own cats with them to the cafe, which offers beds, scratching posts, and cat toys dotted around the site.
That would be so fun.
Yeah. They're big. Like, cat cafes are big in like Japan. Cafes. Yeah, pet cafes in general are big in Japan. There's even one where you can go and see raccoons. They've got raccoons you can have, feed and stuff. Yes.
Nice.
Yes. So the cafe also wants to partner with shelters in the area to foster cats. Munchies first opened in Market Street in 2020, shortly after the COVID-19 lockdowns. Cafe would be the first of its kind in Brighton. So that's in England. And one of only of a select few in Sussex.
Okay.
Two cat cafes are already open in East Sussex and Eastbourne and Rye. Cat cafes are an interactive dining concept where customers can eat and drink surrounded by furry friends. Munchies Craft Cat Cafe is currently open and hopes to welcome his first cats by the end of May.
May.
Yes. So if you are in England and near East Sussex or Brighton,
go do that.
You can go do that. Yes. So Dragon's Dogma 2 devs waited 12 years to bring you the furry playable race that the PS3 generation couldn't handle. Now we can finally realize our vision.
Oh.
So this video game, Dragon's Dogma 2, the devs have revealed that the new Beastrin race has been on their minds since back in the Xbox 360 and PS3 days. Dragon's Dogma 2 introduces the new Beastrin race. Director Hideki Itsuno explains in a message posted to Twitter. Originally, we planned to include them in the first game, but the technology at the time made it difficult to show multiple characters with fur on screen. Now we can finally realize our vision. The original Dragon's Dogma was first released in 2012 on Xbox and PS3, and there have been a whole lot of developments in graphical technology since then. It certainly wouldn't have been the first game to render characters in fur. I remember Star Fox Adventures on GameCube having some impressive fur tech, and I'm sure there were early examples, but given how much Dragon's Dogma has struggled to hold 30 frames per second on those old consoles, maybe it's for the best that the devs didn't go for too many extra graphical bells and whistles.
And you know, Skyrim has the kitty race. I forget what.
Yes, I don't remember. What's the race called? I don't remember their name.
So yeah,
I don't play Skyrim, so.
But I wanted, when I played Skyrim, I wanted to be the kitty race, but the kitty race didn't seem to be as good as I wanted them to, so I didn't play the kitty race. But I love that they had a kitty race. So
I have a big problem with MMORPGs like sucking all of my time down to a like big drain. I try not to get involved in them because I get too wrapped up in them for, you know, sometimes weeks at a time, and I don't get anything done. And so
raccoon.
Yes, I stick to, you know, fast paced, you know, turn based games and stuff like that. So yeah, check out Dragon's Dogma 2 if you want to see the new Beastkin race. Yeah. And
very cool.
They look pretty cool. We have a picture up on the screen there, and they look really cool.
Yeah, we'll put a picture up on the website so you can see. But was that a lion? Looks like a lion.
I think some kind of feline. Yes. Very dark, dark fur. Maybe some kind of puma.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's interesting.
Warrior kitty.
Yes. All kitties are warriors.
True.
So that brings us to our upcoming events. In April 12th through the 14th, we have Furcation Land 2024.
Ooh, this weekend when this is dropped.
Yes. That is going to be at the Holiday Inn, Portland by the Bay in Portland, Maryland. Not here. Or Portland, Maine. I'm sorry. Not Portland, Maryland. Pardon me. Also, April 12th through 14th is Woods Flock 2024 in Fall Creek Falls State Park in
Spencer, Tennessee. So you said that's a great name.
Yes, yes. Then the 13th through the 14th of April, we have Furry Tea Party 2024 in the Thai Urban Resort in Kaohsiung City, Taiwan. I think I said that right.
Ooh, it's hiding in the tree.
Yeah, it may be.
Is this Kaohsiung?
I don't know. Yeah, that doesn't make any sense. Then we got Furry Down Under, April 19th through the 24th in Crown Plaza, Surfers Paradise Oaks Gold Coast Hotel, Surfers Paradise, Queensland, Australia.
Wow, that's a
lot of words. Yes.
That's a lot of words to describe that place.
Yes. I don't want to have to write that in my phone to like find it if I was going there.
No.
May 3rd through the 5th, we have Garden State for the Weekend, and that's at the Hyatt Regency. Yeah, I haven't heard about this one. It's Hyatt Regency in New Brunswick, New Jersey. Then we have May 9th through the 12th. We have Furry Week in Atlanta, and that's at the Atlanta Marriott Marquis in Atlanta, Georgia.
And I know a lot of furs have go to that. I haven't been, been yet, but I hear it's really good.
Yeah, so I've heard good things about it.
Yeah.
And then May 17th through the 19th, we have Fur Pile 2024 at the Boutique Hotel Lodz in Lodz, Poland. And I probably pronounced that incorrectly. And Tabin, your mic is off. Your tail has hit the button again.
My tail. Oh, tail. You still. Okay. You stay. I'll pet later. Okay. And of course, the next weekend after that, we will be at
Furlandia
in Portland, Oregon,
yes.
The entire BFFT's, there's five of us. Entire BFFT staff will be there at a Furlandia in Portland, Oregon.
First time all together.
So
it'll either be amazing or will be like some kind of critical mass thing will happen and we'll just explode furriness all over the place.
I could see that happening actually.
You shouldn't get the fuel rods too close in a nuclear reactor.
And it's fluff rods in this case. Exactly. You don't want to do that. So, any fur, if you want to meet and see, every member of, the BFFT staff together, including, Rain's Ziggy from Chile.
Yes, my boyfriend.
He's going to be there.
Yes, he will.
So that's exciting.
I'm very looking forward to that.
Yeah, bet you are. So all you first can come see us and say hi, and we'll be there. Yeah, and that is our pupcoming events.
All the pupcoming events that you could hope to want to go to. So that brings us to, we've got a movie review from Chitaro. He's going to review Spy Cat for us.
Oh, I have not seen, but would love to hear about this movie. Chitaro, tell us all about it.
Hey, Chitaro, I hear you got a movie review for us this week.
I do. It's a wonderful day for a movie review, right?
It always is.
Yeah. Well, today's movie review is, as funny as it's going to sound, it's something that's, you know, whenever I watch a movie of this caliber, it always makes me happy and warm and fuzzy inside, because this movie this week is called Spy Cat.
Oh, well, it's got cats in it, so I'm sure you're going to love it.
Well, yeah, it was a pretty good movie. It's streaming on Hulu right now. It's a 2018 movie, but, you know, it's actually pretty fun. There are four main characters in this movie. A cat, whose name is Marnie. A dog, which ironically is called Elvis. A rooster, which is called, again, very ironically called Egbert.
Oh, jeez.
And then a donkey whose name is Anton. But the weird part about this donkey is that he wants to be a zebra. So he has himself painted up as a zebra. And the funniest part is that he ends up getting wet and all the zebra stripes fall off. It's like,
aww. You
know, yeah. But he's a cool little donkey, you know. But
there's not much difference between donkeys and zebras except for the stripes.
That is very true. That is very true. I mean, you know,
they're both stubborn little creatures.
Donkeys, horses, zebras, mules.
Yeah.
You know, they're all in the same family, right? You know. But this movie is kind of cute because this woman who lives in the country has this cat, and this cat always seems to watch these spy TV shows. And, you know, and so the cat wants to be a spy. And, you know, this family relative shows up on this woman's doorstep because he's in a wheelchair with two, quote unquote, broken legs.
Mm-hmm.
And he like baits the cat, you know, because the cat finds out that he's faking his leg injury. Right. And he's actually going around stealing things. So she starts taking pictures, and he gets caught dancing around the house. And so he sends the cat, says, "You're going to get a special mission." Well, you know, so he boxes her up and sends her to the North Pole. But unfortunately, as the wonderful delivery services that happen out there, they end up dropping the box on the side of the road. And, you know,
oh, no.
Yeah. So that's what starts the adventure. But it's kind of a fun movie because, you know, there's this one scene in the movie where it's very iconic. If all the furs out there have ever seen the movie North by Northwest, there's this one scene where he's on the side of a road and all of a sudden this plane comes and dive bombs him, you know, so to speak. This whole entire scene seems to be almost done shot for shot, so to speak, of the animals having to duck and stuff because this plane is attempting to you know, run them over. It's a very funny little thing. And, you know, and of course, this whole I'm laughing because it takes place in a place called Drabville.
Drabville. That must be near Boring.
Well, it's east of Bumblesnore.
Okay.
I just love the names of the places that these movies always seem to have, right?
Right.
But yeah, there's this one scene where the animals are talking, and Marnie says, "I know what to do. I know what to do because I know how reality works because I've seen it on TV."
Well, reality TV, I mean, it's...
Yeah, you know, I mean, I try my best not to watch a lot of reality TV personally.
I try not to watch any of it, except for cooking shows. I have a problem. I have to watch cooking shows. They're just so good.
I will say I enjoyed watching some of the very first ones with, what is her name? Julia Child. That was always fun, you know.
Two Fat Ladies.
Yeah.
If you haven't seen Two Fat Ladies, fantastic old cooking show from about the Julia Child era.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they're both Irish or English. I think they're both English. And they're just hilarious. They ride around on a motorcycle with a sidecar. It's a really cute show. You can look on YouTube. It's fun.
Well, you know, I actually got to meet Julia Childs once. And
oh, wow.
That was rather an interesting moment because, you know, well, I didn't meet her personally. I got to meet her because I was working in food service at the time. And she came to the university where I work, and she ate the food and drank some wine. And when somebody asked, did you like the food? She says, oh, it was okay. I like the wine much better.
Sounds exactly like her.
I know, right? But yeah, this movie, I will have to say that yes, because it had a cat in it, it was very dear to my heart, you know. And nice. And she was a cute little cat, as a matter of fact, you know. She's a little chubby thing.
Oh, I love chubby kitties.
Yeah, and so I'd have to say that I'm going to give this, you know, it was hard for me to rate this because I didn't want to be over biased. So, so I'm saying that I'm going to rate this 3.5 chirps because, you know, there were some moments of the movie that were a little bit slow, but you know, not all movies are fast paced, of course.
No, you know? I mean, some storytelling does kind of slow the pace of a action type movie down.
It's certainly not like Story Time with Taven, you know, that always has action happening all every moment, right?
Oh, yeah. Apparently he read two stories at the same time up in Vancouver.
So, I heard that story.
I'm not sure how that went. I kind of want to see it on video. Apparently somebody took video and they promised to give it to Taven. I really want to see how this went. I'm sure it was a complete train wreck.
Well, either a complete train wreck or people would get confused because didn't he read like the Torta and like Little Red Riding Hood or something like that?
It was, I think, PC Three Little Pigs and
yeah.
I can't remember what the other one was.
I thought it was the Torta.
Oh, if you give a moose a muffin.
Oh, give a moose a muffin. Oh, right. Lord, that could be kind of give a moose a muffin and blow your house down. No.
Yeah. So he did those at the same time, and he says it broke him.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Yeah, Taben, I'm sure it was off the rails.
Taben, we love you, but don't break yourself. But yeah, so the movie was awesome. Like I said, 3.5 chirps. Watch it on Hulu. I think it's worth the all the furs out there to go out and watch. And as a matter of fact, I'm sticking with, for some strange reason, whenever I start watching movies on a specific streaming platform, it always seems like there's lots that they put a lot of more movies on there for me to watch. And so Hulu has this other good movie, and you know, I think Taven is going to love this one just as much as I will, because it's the movie I'm going to do next time is called Star Dog and Turbo Cat.
Ooh, that sounds good.
Yeah, it's about a dog and a cat who fight crime together. They're superheroes.
Oh, nice. That should be fun.
Yeah, I think so too. I'm going to hope for the best.
All righty. Well, thank you very much, Chitaro. We'll catch you next time.
Absolutely. And all you furs out there, have a great day, night, afternoon, weekend, week. Talk to you later.
All right. Bye-bye. Okay. And now, Taben, do you have a story for us?
I do.
Ooh. Pray tell, what is this story about?
Pray to the tell of the bunny tail. No, I don't know. I don't actually know what I was going for there. So the story this week is called Interrupting a Chicken.
Okay.
And I think there are a few books in the Interrupting Chicken series. I think this is the original one. Ooh, so okay. I'll check that out.
The OG story, as it were.
This is the OG story. Na, 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 na. OG. I don't know. Pop, 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 pop. I don't know.
Wow. I don't either.
Wow. Anyway, so I'll look for, and if there are others in the series, I'll get them and read them in future episodes.
Well, unless this one's terrible.
Unless this one's terrible. This was actually, you listeners know you're mourners.
Mourners.
Actually, you're only mourners if something bad happened, then you're a mourner.
This show is classified as bad, so they're probably all mourning.
Mourners. And especially if you're poets, then this would all be the rhyme of the ancient mourner. I couldn't resist. I had to.
Yes.
But this, anyway, to all our listeners that you might know, and Rain, you probably know that all these stories I typically don't read ahead of time.
Mm-hmm.
So that we're all, I actually did read this one, and I actually kind of like it. So
okay, so it's not terrible.
We'll see what you think. We'll see.
Aside from being on paper, it's not terrible.
Right. That's the only reason it's not terrible.
Yes.
So it was bedtime for the little red chicken. Okay, my little red chicken, said Papa, are you ready to go to sleep? Yes, Papa, but you forgot something. What's that? Oh, well, it's Papa, so it probably sounds like, what's that? Asked Papa. Mm. A bedtime story.
Well, yeah, you gotta have a bedtime story.
All right, said Papa. I'll read you one of your favorites. And of course, you are not going to interrupt the story tonight, are you? Oh, no, Papa, I'll be good.
This story is very meta. We're reading a bedtime story about a chicken getting read a bedtime story.
That's true. Mm. This is very Inception-ish.
Inception, yes.
So, the first story that Papa reads is Hansel and Gretel, which goes, Hansel and Gretel were very hungry. Deep in the woods, they found a house made of candy. Nibble, nibble, nibble. They began to eat the house until the old woman who lived there came out and said, what lovely children. Why don't you come inside? They were just about to follow her in when out jumped a little red chicken, and she said, don't go in. She's a witch. So Hansel and Gretel didn't. The end. That was a little red chicken that said that.
Chicken.
Yes, Papa?
You interrupted the story. Try not to get so involved.
I'm sorry, Papa, but she really was a witch.
Well, you're supposed to be relaxing so you can fall asleep. Let's try another story.
Okay, let's try another story. I'll be good. I'll be good.
So then, Papa goes on to read the story of Little Red Riding Hood.
Okay.
Take this basket of goodies to Grandma, said Little Red Riding Hood's mother. But don't stray from the path. The woods are full of danger. Red Riding Hood skipped along through the deep woods. By and by, she met a wolf who wished her good morning. She's about to answer him when
out jumped a little red chicken, and she said, don't talk to strangers. So Little Red Riding Hood didn't. The end.
Wow.
Chicken. Chicken.
Yes, Papa?
You did it again. You interrupted two stories, and you're not even sleepy.
I know, Papa. I'm sorry, but he was a mean old wolf.
Yes, now get back into bed.
Okay, Papa, let's try one more. One more little story. I'll be good, I promise.
Sure.
So Papa started to shine bright. Papa started reading the story of Chicken Little. Chicken Little was hit on the head by an acorn. The sky is falling, she thought. She was about to run off and warn Goosey, Lucy, Ducky, Lucky, Henny Penny, and everyone on the farm that she could find that the sky was falling when
out jumped a little red chicken, and she said, don't panic, it was just an acorn. So Chicken Little didn't. The end.
Chicken.
Yes, Papa?
You did it again.
Oh, Papa, I couldn't let the little chicken get all upset over an acorn. Please read one more story, and I totally promise I'll fall asleep.
But Chicken, said Papa, we're out of stories.
Oh, no, Papa, I can't go to sleep without a story.
I mean, I'm thinking you can't anyway because you keep interrupting the stupid story. Anyway.
Then, said Papa, yawning, why don't you tell me a story?
Me tell a story?
Said the little red chicken.
Okay, Papa, here we go. This story is called Bedtime for Papa by Chicken.
Oh, in the books, I'll show Rain, so all you listeners can't see it, but I'll show Rain. It's a little red chicken wrote
oh my goodness
with crayon, and look at it's by chicken, spelled C-K-I-K-N.
Yeah, C-H-I-K-N. Chicken.
Chicken.
Once there was a little red chicken who put her papa to bed. She read him 100 stories. She even gave him warm milk, but nothing worked. He stayed wide awake all...
Then there's a picture of a big Z and more Z's. Because Papa fell asleep.
Yeah.
Papa?
Little Red Chicken says. Papa's all sleeping.
Good night, Papa.
The end.
That was a cute story.
I was actually...
Even if Little Red Chicken is a little bit annoying.
Little bit annoying, but yeah, no, it was a good story, I thought.
But I like how she spells chicken.
It was so cute how she...
It is
and
cute.
You might not have seen how she spells red, R-E-D-D.
Yeah, R-E-D-D, yeah. Red.
Yes. So I'll look for more and see if there's more in the Interrupting Chicken series. And if so, I'll read them on future Pupisodes.
Oh, cool. All right. I like that. Let's see. Where does that bring us? That brings us to our shameless plugs.
Shameless plugs, which something about how all the water stays in the tub, but you don't look like how it looks because it's a shameless plug. I don't know. I tried.
Maybe like all of the plugs that we plug into the wall are shameless.
They are.
Yes.
I'm pretty sure they are.
Shameless plugs.
Shame on you for turning on the light in that horrible, ugly color. I don't know.
Right. So. Barely has this podcast, Royal Highness, and Off Leash, as well as co-hosting on my podcast, Three Do Who, which is a monthly Doctor Who podcast where myself, Barely, and my British friend James discuss all things Doctor Who. I also have a Twitch stream that on most Friday nights I do when I'm not otherwise occupied. I post on the BFFT chat and my Blue Sky account when I'm going to be streaming, and you can find it at twitch.tv/rainraccoon. You can find me on Blue Sky at djrainraccoon.bluesky.social.
Nice. And so for Landia, are you going to do a Doctor Who panel?
I don't think so.
Busy times.
Busy times.
I want to spend Ziggy's time with
Ziggy. Yeah, I want to spend as much time with Ziggy as possible. So we kind of want to do, stuff together and go to panels and stuff together and do your panels, of course, because we're all about helping you out with the panels.
Well, and this...
We were going to go anyways, so...
Good.
If we're going to go, we might as well help you out.
Or else I'll sick my tail on you or something.
Yes, we'll get whacked by the tabe and tail.
By the fluff. You don't want that. So me, what do I have to shamelessly plug about? Well, I have merch on Fourth Wall. Mm-hmm. So Fourth Wall is, if you go to Tabin... -shop, so that's taebyn-shop.fourthwall.com. I got a shirt there. I've actually, besides my hubby buying some things, I've had two other people buy some stuff.
Yeah, I think you've had more merch purchases on your Fourth Wall than we've had on the BFFT merches.
Isn't very much, but anyway. As Rain just alluded to, there's the BFFT merch shop at Fourth Wall. On my Fourth Wall, you can buy some t-shirts. You can buy coffee mugs with fun puppy fur logo. And of course, puppy fur has nothing to do with popularity. It's just the most awesome word because it has puppy and fur in the same word.
It is pretty awesome.
Come on.
Possum.
And on those two things, if you like the Tater's art, I had her commission and to do some artwork for those. So you can get some Tater art also.
It is really cute. You get
that. It is so, she did such a good job. I also have some stickers. It's not Tater stuff, but it's some stickers you can get. I'm also going to, of course, put some other stuff on there eventually. So go at least check out the store. Just see what's there. And just because you might have nothing else to do, I'll just go check out.
If you want Tabin to put his, pictures and drawings and stuff on other items in the store, you could DM Tabin and say, hey, I see that Fourth Wall has these. Could we maybe get some Tabin merch, tumblers or whatever? So
definitely.
Let Tabin know what you want to.
If you actually want something, I'll do it. I mean, you just have to let me know. Or if you can even just say in the BFFT chat or something, say, hey, What do you, all you first think about? Let's do this on the fourth wall. Anyway, let's get some stuff up there just for fun, if nothing else.
Yeah.
I'm not doing it for profit. All you furs, of course, not. I'm doing it just because it's cool to, like, it's just fun to do this stuff. And it's cool just to participate in the community and make you furs happy. If any of you furs know me, this pup right here just likes to entertain and make furs happy. So that's one of the ways I'm trying to help out.
Yeah, he makes all his money singing Weird Al covers. So
yeah, I totally make all my money doing that. And instead, I give out $100 bills instead. So
I'm right. Making, yeah. I mean, because you're making so much money doing that.
I'm so much. And so, of course, I've said before, you know, I have a YouTube channel. I think it's Tabin Pup. So just go to my YouTube channels, check out all that stuff. There's still some more videos that we have to release and put up there. Check out Crispy Ascension, the third in the Crispy Chicken Saga. Very important. Make sure you watch the first two parts first, because you'll totally miss what's going on. No, you won't. But you will totally miss what's going on in the third if you don't.
There are some callbacks in the third installment.
There are. See,
if you haven't seen the first two, you wouldn't know about. Yeah.
That's a good thing. So make sure to first watch the original Crispy Chicken. You can just search for that on my YouTube. Then the second is Crispy Dreamin', so you can just search for that. And you might actually just be able to go to Google or YouTube and just go and search for that.
And for all you furs who have been to Tabin Sings Weird Al or Storytime with Tabin and are fans of Jacob and TB, they are in this
new installment. They are in. Spoiler alert, Jacob and TB are in the third installment.
Yes, they play a pivotal role in Crispy Ascension.
I don't think the whole story, this whole storyline would fall apart if TB and Jacob weren't even.
Oh yeah, we definitely couldn't have done it without them.
I know. So thank you. Shout out to Jacob and TB. What else? So of course, as I mentioned before, I'll be at Furlandia. My cons, I have two more cons this year. One is Furlandia, which I mentioned. We'll also be at Denver. Excited to go to Denver again. And at both these, I'll be doing my story time with Tabin and Tabin Sings Weird Al that I like to do. And at Furlandia, I think I'm involved in one or two other things. I don't know. So I'll be just around doing stuff. So just come join the fun. Hope to see you there.
Yeah. All right. Well, dear listeners and all manner of other furry listeners.
I like what you did there.
Our show has come to an end for this episode. We hope we've entertained you. And if we haven't, well, thanks for the download anyways. It really helps with the metrics. Remember, you can support the show by donations on Ko-fi or Patreon, or by subscribing on Buzzsprout, merch purchase at Redbubble, Fourth Wall, and Bonfire. I want to say,
and you know, you can also just come to the BFFT Telegram chat.
Come and say hi.
That's supporting too. Just say hi and enjoy and have the
we
fun.
We love talking to our listeners.
Listen to the podcast.
So I want to say a special thanks to the staff and listeners who make the show possible and have kept us going all this time. And to my wonderful boyfriend, Ziggy, I love you. Yay. So be kind to yourselves and each other. Moo bark fluff and stay furry. Tabin, take us out.
Well, I will have no idea how I said what I just said.
I don't either. Your muzz made a funny shape.
My muzz was very, I don't even know how that happened, but any fur that knows me knows that happened somehow. But yeah, so are you first? Thank you for listening. If you're still listening, that's amazing. We hope you like the show. I've had a really great time tonight. How about you, Rain? Yeah,
I have had a fantastic time tonight.
Fantastic. So yeah, it's been really great. We hope you've had a good time with us, and you know, we can't wait to see you at a con someday and come up and say hi and everything. And I guess all I'll say now is can't wait to bark at you next time. Remember, we're on a new format. We're only releasing an episode
every other week.
Of course, if you're not caught up with the episodes, then you wouldn't even know that. But for any fur that actually listens to every episode, just so you know, we love you for it. And we're releasing every other week now. So until we bark at you next time, I just say stay furry, moo bark fluff, bark bark.
All right.
Barely Furcasting is an Injured Nerves studio production and is found on all major podcast platforms,
or can be heard directly at barelyforecasting.com. The opinions expressed here are those of the hosts and the guests, and no commercial compensation was granted. The Furcast is produced, recorded, and directed by Barely Normal, a.k.a. Mike Began, and is edited by Barely Normal and co-producer Rain Raccoon. This week's episode was produced, recorded, and edited by Rain Raccoon. Opening and closing theme music, as well as some interstitial music, was created for Injured Nerves Productions for the use on the podcast by our music associate Reg Day with Damian Tanuki. If you would like to hear more music by Reg Day, you can search for Tweezer Beak on Bandcamp or Hoop Loop Tunes on SoundCloud. Other interstitial and background music by Shane Ivers through SilvermanSound.com, Gator Tots on SoundCloud.com, and the YouTube Free Use Library. Social media presence is maintained by Ziggy the Meme Weasel. You can send us a message via email at barelyforecasting@gmail.com or on our Telegram chat at BFFT chat, on Twitter, on our Facebook page, or on the barelyforecasting.com webpage. The show is supported through subscriptions on barelyforecasting.com, donations at ko-fi.com/barelyforecasting, or through Patreon at patreon.com/barelyforecasting. Thanks for listening. We hope you come back and listen next week.